From the Skywards News Center, I'm Raphael Torres. York Region says recent high winds and wave activity on Lake Simcoe have caused the cloudy water near Willow Wharf Park by stirring up naturally occurring clay and sand. Officials say no in-water construction has taken place over the past 3 days because of the weather, and the water is expected to clear as conditions improve. The region added that environmental protection measures remain in place, and the cloudy water is not expected to affect the lake's ecosystem. Self Lake Health is inviting Newmarket residents to a town hall on August 11th to learn more about its future plans for healthcare in the region. The session will include updates on plans for a new hospital site in East Gwillimbury and improvements to the Davis Drive Hospital. Residents can attend from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Newmarket Community Center and Lions Hall to ask questions and learn more. Brock Township Council has approved a 10-year timeline for improvements to McLeod Park in Cannington, though no cost estimates have been released at this time. The plan will be completed in three phases and includes new sports courts, a splash pad, lighting, and other park upgrades, with walking paths, washrooms, and a pump track listed as the top priorities. Some projects, including the proposed dog park, could be affected by source water protection rules. Work has already started on upgrades such as the pedestrian bridge, new signage, and a new basketball court. From the Skywards News Center, I'm Raphael Torres.